Brittany Combs is Scott County's public health nurse. Before the outbreak, she didn't really deal much with the area's drug problem. Then her job totally changed. Now she drives around the small town of Austin 4 days a week, handing out clean needles and talking to people about going to rehab.
You know, they're ready and they're ready now, but they get so frustrated by all the hoops they have to jump through and the waiting and the waiting.
Right now, the wait is 5 to 7 weeks to get into rehab at the closest community mental health center, LifeSpring, about 45 minutes away. Combs often sees people who change their minds while they wait, falling back into their old crowds and old habits.
You know, I get frustrated. You know, like last week, it was a bad week, really frustrated. I was like, here we are. And, you know, it's been a year. We still have all these people that want help. We can't get them help.
The state estimates that there are about 500 people who abuse drugs in Austin. But since the beginning of last year, only 69 Scott County residents have gone into the rehab program run by LifeSpring. And that includes the people who didn't finish. LifeSpring is the only facility in the whole region with state-funded beds, and it only has 18.
And has any money gone towards increasing the capacity for that?
Not at this time.
Kevin Moore heads Indiana's Division of Mental Health and Addiction. He says the state put money toward a small outpatient clinic in Austin, but the number of beds hasn't increased, despite growing attention on the opioid epidemic.
That's an important part of the treatment continuum that certainly needs to get improved. Yes.
I'm also saddened and appalled by that.
Andy Chambers is an addiction psychiatrist who worked in Scott County last fall. He says the lack of beds is just one barrier. The county also needs more doctors trained to treat addiction, who can prescribe medications for it.
Let's say there was an emergency room operating somewhere in the country and it didn't have an EKG machine. You know, there's no way that would be acceptable.
Chambers says the evidence is clear. Medications like methadone and Suboxone help keep people off of drugs.
So a treatment system, for example, that cannot offer or does not offer medication treatment of opioid addiction is not performing at an acceptable standard of care in this country.
But for Austin residents, the nearest methadone clinic is a county away. And a psychiatrist with LifeSpring told me that they can only legally prescribe Suboxone to just 130 patients at a time. People often need to stay on Suboxone for long periods. So 130 prescriptions for the whole region? Brittany Combs says that's a problem. People in Austin tell her that they've gone back to abusing drugs because they can't get a prescription for Suboxone.
I mean, there's a lot of examples. I had one last night, and this woman came up to our van. We were in the mobile unit, and she said she needed needles. And I'm like, you don't need needles. You haven't used for months. And she's been clean for 90 days, and she got needles last night to start using again.
Combs thinks that the people who want to go to rehab or start on addiction medications should be able to do that immediately to try to get their addiction under control. After all, addiction is what caused the HIV outbreak.
We have to get the addiction problem fixed before we can manage the HIV problem. Because the people with HIV, they're not going to manage their care until you get them their addiction taken care of.
She's grateful for the change she's seen so far in Austin, but she says the town still needs more help. Jake Harper, Side Effects Public Media.